meadow brown and ringlet butterflies. Midsummer days are crammed with life. Swallows, swifts and house martins are busy above, gathering flying insects to feed nestfuls of hungry baby birds. And down among the tall meadow grasses, hoverflies hover, bees buzz, and butterflies flutter. The seed heads of many forms of grasses reach as high in places as my shoulder, each grass eking out its niche, each species distinctive in its shape and texture. Some of these seed heads are compact, like the foxtails. Others reach through spreading spikelets, like the bent grasses. The soft seed heads of Yorkshire fog grass are tender to the touch. Sturdy seed heads of crested dog's tail are impressively geometric in their design. These are just some of the grasses that make up a meadow. The variety that fill up fields and gardens given freedom. Grasses, when left to grow tall, are a wonder in themselves. And loitering among them at this time of year are the brown butterflies, ringlet, meadow brown and speckled wood. Right now, at the close of June, ringlet butterflies are just emerging from their larval stage. The ones I have been watching in the garden this week, flitting through the tall meadow grasses, are fresh to the world. Their only lived experience until now has been as a squidgy little caterpillar, a stubbly beige being confined to explore their existence by climbing slowly up and down the tall, slender leaves of grasses. After just a brief stint as a pupae, it must be quite a revelation to be born again as a butterfly, to wake one day with wings, able to effortlessly ascend up through the layers of a meadow. The summer now is theirs, to explore the layers of life on their brand new velvet brown wings. For ringlet butterflies, each brown wing is framed by a perfect perimeter of white and decorated with a scattering of perfectly placed little eye spots. Ringlets and meadow browns are among the most common and abundant of butterflies across Ireland, discreet in their demeanour, placid as they linger in among the tall grasses and meadow wildflowers where they live. High summer is when these butterflies fill up hayfields and gardens, meadows and waysides, the grasslands that are allowed to grow as they please. Both species have velvety brown wings and distinctive eye spots, there to fool predators who might see the eyes of a much larger creature. Ringlets and meadow browns both bob up and down through the gently swaying grass seed heads, flying softly to explore. The wildflowers that grow among the tall grasses include clambering vetches and low-growing white clover, yellow rattle and tall umbels of cow parsley and wild carrot. Vivid purple flowers belong to the creeping thistle and knapweed, offering up an especially rich supply of nectar for the butterflies to sup from. Pyramidal orchids are abundant now in their soft pinks too. For these meadow browns and ringlets with brand new wings to explore the meadow, life is lived moment to moment, basking on leaves to soak up the sun, tasting with their feet as they go. Their long antennae detect shifts in the summer breeze and probe for chemical cues from their surrounds. The sweet scent of a nectar-filled knapweed nearby. Crowds of pale pink spotted and pyramidal orchids. The instinctive allure of pheromones emanating from a potential mate. Flying easily from flower to flower, landing on richly pigmented petals. For a butterfly, colours and pattern are more complex than what we can see. Their eyes are sensitive to ultraviolet light. They can see ultraviolet patterns on flower petals that our human eyes cannot. Ultraviolet patterns are what guide them to the nectary. inviting them to unfurl their proboscis and sup on sweet, sugary water. There, they're lured to linger a while, enhancing the chances for pollen to piggyback on their furry little bodies, enhancing the chances for more flowers in the future, enhancing the chances that these reciprocal relationships will last for millennia to come. But these breezy lives are not so easy now, as we humans have a bad habit of not being able to see the world from other creatures' perspectives. We soak fields in fertilizers and mute the diversity of meadow grasses and nectar-filled wildflowers. We pack too many milking cows into fields and leave them bereft of habitat for the bees, the hoverflies and the butterflies. And now, the most recent records are showing us that meadow browns and ringlet butterflies, both common and unfussy in their habitat requirements, are struggling across Ireland. Their numbers are plummeting as grasslands are conscripted for higher yields to feed the export market and keep the profits soaring. Bees and butterflies, even these most common, are a signal of steady loss. For those of us who wish it wasn't so, there are chances for recovery. Ringlets and meadow browns are not yet rare. Farms and gardens might yet strive to accommodate diversity. Grasslands across the country can still offer the potential for transformation, the possibility to reorient our perspective, to facilitate the return of multi-layered fragrant meadows billowing in an abundance of velvet wingbeats, to let the grasses grow tall, seed heads swaying in the summer breeze, wildflowers reaching out for accomplices, diversity to flourish, offering hoverflies and bumblebees the habitat they need, the grasshoppers and crickets the shelter from which to sing, swallows and songbirds the sustenance they deserve, and butterflies the right to be.
Mm-hmm.